tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek.
Welcome to Quick Charge. It's October 14th, 2025, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. Today's show is a little bit different from what you're normally used to at Electrek, because instead of talking about pure EVs, we are talking about EREVs and hybrids. We've got the Jeep Grand Wagoneer. That is the first EREV extended range electric vehicle to arrive on U.S. shores. That's according to Peter Johnson here, who has obviously forgotten about the BMW i3 or the Chevy Volt, the original EREV. But regardless, Jeep's flagship SUV will be that company's first range-extended electric vehicle in the U.S. The 2026 Grand Wagoneer is more powerful, more electric, and more stylish than ever. It will arrive at dealers next year as America's first range-extended EV, bringing a few changes to the Wagoneer lineup. For one, Jeep is dropping the smaller Wagoneer name to all 2026 models, unifying under one name, the Jeep Grand Wagoneer. Previously, Jeep offered Wagoneer and Grand Wagoneer models, each with different trims. You can get a good look at what the vehicle is going to look like here with its updated lights, slimmer grille. Looks a little bit less like a Jeep every day, every redesign, even though you can still sort of make out that that might be seven slats. I think Mahindra might want to revisit their Roxor lawsuit there and see if there's anything for them there. But the big number you're looking for is 500 miles. That's 500 miles between fill-ups. Now, of course, today's episode is about electrification, but it is also brought to you by Climate Exchange. They're a nonpartisan nonprofit working to help states pass effective, equitable climate policies, which are critical in accelerating the transition to a zero emission economy. The nonprofit recently kicked off its 10th annual EV raffle, with participants having multiple opportunities to win their dream EV. This go around, Climate Exchange is shaking things up with not one, but two raffles. First is the luxury raffle, which Climate Exchange has conducted for the last decade. The grand prize winner can choose any EV on the market, fully customized, up to $120,000. But crucially, new this year, the grand prize winner can also choose two EVs as long as the total price tag does not go above $120,000. And also new for this year, we have the mini raffle, which is grand prize winner can choose any EV on the market up to $45,000. Luxury raffle tickets are $250 each, with only 5,000 being sold, while mini raffle tickets are $100 each, with only 3,500 being sold. Thus, your chances of winning your dream EV are higher than in other raffles. And of course, all of this goes to support a good cause. Better yet, if you purchase a ticket to the luxury raffle by October 30th, you'll be automatically entered into the bonus early bird drawing for $10,000 on October 31st. The grand prize drawing will take place December 12th, but we recommend getting those early bird raffle tickets now to give yourself the most chances to win. Visit carbonraffle.org/electrek to learn more. We will have that in the show notes. And if you're looking at this on YouTube, it'll be in the blurb as well. So while we're on the topic of YouTube, if you're watching us there, on the bottom right-hand corner of the rest of these slides, you are going to see the sample raffle tickets there. So that'll give you a reminder of the Climate Exchange sponsorship. So while we were talking a little bit about Jeep's new EREV, we have to talk about some of the other plug-in hybrid vehicles that are out there. Most significantly, Mazda. Mazda is getting in on the post-EV tax credit price war. They are slashing $10,000 off their CX-70 plug-in crossover. Tracking all the changes in the EV pricing landscape since September 30th feels like a full-time job on its own. GM and Ford have done some clever accounting to create a loophole big enough to drive a few thousand EVs through before Republican Senator from Ohio, Bernie Moreno, applied enough political pressure to get them to reconsider. That was soon followed by an across-the-board $7,500 for all EVs from BMW and even bigger discounts from Hyundai and Kia, who seem to be going from strength to strength, breaking all their sales records. Mazda is the latest name on the list of car brands making big pricing moves on their plug-in cars, with CarScoops reporting that the Zoom Zoom brand has reduced the price on both its CX-70 PHEV and CX-70 PHEV SC models by $10,150 and $10,200 respectively, which comes to an MSRP of $44,250 or $47,250 respectively. That sharp price cut suddenly makes the electrified version a much more enticing option, especially since it now sits right alongside the standard inline six version of the CX-70 in terms of price, while still offering more power and greater fuel efficiency. So obviously you love seeing that, but we're not done yet. Truckers are getting ready to embrace battery power today, but it's probably not what you think. It's a new white paper by heavy truck manufacturer PACCAR They make Kenworth, they make Peterbilt brands, and Dragonfly Energy. They are a battery manufacturer that incorporates real-world fleet data and environmental chamber testing conducted at the PACCAR Technical Center to indicate that over-the-road truck drivers seem ready to embrace battery power to reduce emissions. By adding a relatively high-capacity hybrid battery like Dragonfly Energy's Battleborn brand, which you can see there, to something like a PACCAR Kenworth T680, drivers can stay parked for several hours operating their sleepers, refrigerators, ACs, or heaters without the noise and emissions and cost of diesel. They probably sleep better, too, without the drone of neighboring diesels cranking on and off all around them. Quote, "We believe idle reduction remains one of the most immediate and cost-effective ways fleets can reduce fuel consumption and emissions while improving driver comfort. But just as important, the industry is increasingly focused on operational efficiency and maximizing asset utilization." That's according to Wade Seberg, Chief Commercial Officer at Dragonfly Energy. Quote, "We believe our collaboration with PACCAR not only validates the performance of our LiFePO4 powered battery solutions, but also highlights how they can help fleets maximize uptime, extend equipment life, and get more out of their assets. The electrification of the auxiliary systems reduces engine hours, stretching out the time between scheduled maintenance and reduced operational downtime." We've got the link to the white paper in the article here. We'll have that in the show notes as well. Definitely give it a download and give it a read, especially if you're operating a heavy fleet, a bunch of off-highway assets. Definitely something worth checking out. Now, again, we've got hybrid cars, we've got hybrid SUVs, we've got big hybrid trucks. Now we've got hybrid airplanes. Delta is partnering with Maeve on an M80 80-passenger regional aircraft that uses a turboprop design with hybrid electric power motors to operate while the vehicle is taxiing and also under heavy takeoff loads and high speeds that will enable it to get to altitude sooner and cruise on its smaller conventionally powered engines, which will then, of course, give it tremendous savings in terms of fuel economy. Very, very similar to what we saw in the original early hybrids like the Prius and Insight. And while we're on that topic, if you're not feeling old enough yet, you can now get antique plates for a first-generation Prius in just about every state. This fall marks the 25th anniversary of the U.S. launch of the first-generation Prius, a car that arguably has done more to shift the market away from fossil fuels than any other single vehicle. Now, it's really hard to imagine a Tesla or in fact, any of these plug-in hybrids existing, any of these EVs existing, if the Prius hadn't been such a big hit. But regardless of that, we're not going to have that conversation here today, but we are going to have this other one. This is not new technology. Electrification is not new technology. You can now get antique plates for the first modern EV. The inspiration for this article, predictably enough, was a first generation Prius that I saw driving around my own neighborhood. I was able to talk to the woman driving it. She said she's the original owner. She's got about 60,000 miles on it. She's not aware of whether or not she's on the factory battery, but regardless of that, it is still a cool, cool car. Seems to be very well maintained. And I go through a list of anything that you might need if you want to get one of these and put it back on the road and daily drive it. Prices for shocks, prices for struts, prices for common services. I've got all of that in the show notes here. But the main thing I want to focus on here is the price of the battery. When these Priuses first came out, if you guys are old enough to remember, people were flipped out talking about $22,000 battery changes, $8,000 batteries, cost more than the car to replace the battery, all kinds of nonsense. I've got links here to a new high voltage replacement battery for a Prius for just $2,050. That comes with a 36-month warranty or $1,399 for a refurbished unit with a solid 12-month warranty. That's not just significantly less than the price that I think most people think it would be, but it's significantly less than the price for any major component of a similar 25-year-old Toyota Corolla that's not a hybrid. You're talking about transmission, you're talking about engine, any of that. So the price of batteries has really come down. These vehicles are not like iDevices. You don't just toss them after a couple of years. You can really keep these things going and keep them on the road. So it's really exciting to see that. Give us a sense of what you thought of that. I know, obviously, we're an EV site. We talk about EV news. So kind of focusing in entire episode on hybrids is a little bit weird. Let us know what you thought of it in the comments. And I love engaging with people there. So we'll take your feedback and see what happens.